A spider who had come down onto the trail directly in front of me raised his two forelegs in warning and revealed fangs longer than my forearm, dripping with milky white venom.
"Halt, man-thing," said the creature.
That was actually scarier than the mere appearance of economy-sized arachnids. Between its fangs, I could see a mouth moving, a mouth that looked disturbingly human. Its multiple eyes gleamed like beads of obsidian. Its voice was a chirping, buzzing thing.
"Halt, he whose blood will warm us. Halt, intruder upon the wood of the Winter Queen."
I stopped and looked around the circle of spiders. None of them seemed to be particularly larger or smaller than the others. If I had to fight my way clear, there wasn't any obvious weak link to exploit. "Greetings," I said as I did. "I am no intruder, honored hunters. I am a wizard of the White Council, and I and my folk have the Queen's permission to tread these paths." The air around me shivered with chitters and hisses and clicks.
"Man-things speak often with false tongues,"
said the lead spider, its forelimbs thrashing the air in agitation. I held up my staff. "I guess they always have one of these, too, huh?" The spider hissed, and venom bubbled from the tips of its fangs.
"Many a man-thing bears such a long stick, mortal."
"Careful, legs," I said. "I'm on speaking terms with Queen Mab herself. I don't think you want to play it like this." The spider's legs shifted in an undulating motion, and the spider rippled 2 or 3 feet closer to me. The other spiders all shifted too, moving a bit nearer. I didn't like that, not even a little. If one of them jumped, they'd be all over me, and there were just too many of the damn big things to defend myself against them effectively. The spider laughed, the sound hollow and mocking.
"Mortals, do not speak to the queen and live to tell the tale." "It lies,"
hissed the other spiders, the phrase a low buzzing around me,
"and its blood is warm."
I eyed all those enormous fangs and had an acutely uncomfortable flashback to Morgan driving his straw through the top of that damn juice box. The spider in front of me flowed a little to the left and a little to the right, the graceful motion intended to distract me from the fact that it had gotten about a foot closer to me.
"Man-thing, how are we to know what you truly are?"
"In my professional opinion, you rarely get handed a straight line that good." I thrust the tip of my staff forward, along with my gathered will, focusing it into an area the size of my own clenched fist as I shouted,
"Forzare!"
An invisible force hammered into the lead spider, right in its disturbing mouth. It lifted the huge beast off all 8 of its feet, drove it 15 feet backward through the air, and ended at the trunk of an enormous old oak. The spider smacked into it like an enormous water bottle, making a hideous splattering sound upon impact. It bounced off the tree and landed on the frozen ground, its legs all quivering and jerking spasmodically. Maybe 300 pounds of snow, shaken loose by the impact, came plummeting down from the oak tree's branches and half buried the body. Everything went still and silent. I narrowed my eyes and swept my gaze around the circle of monstrous arachnids. I said nothing. The spider nearest its dead companion shifted its weight warily from leg to leg. Then, in a much quieter voice, it trilled,
"Let the wizard pass."
"Damn right let him pass," I muttered under my breath. Then I strode forward as though I intended to smash anything else that got in my way. The spiders scattered. I kept walking without slowing, breaking stride, or looking back. They didn't know how fast my heart was beating or how my legs were trembling with fear, and as long as they didn't, I would be just fine. After 100 yards or so, I did look back, only to see the spiders gathered over the body of their dead companion. They were wrapping it up in silk, their fangs twitching and jerking hungrily. I shuddered and my stomach twisted onto itself. One thing you can count on when visiting the Never Never, you don't ever get bored.